Paula, who is a doctoral student in health services at UCLA. Darn. She did her master's in CHS and then left us, so I'm still not over that. She's currently also working at the UCLA Division of Cancer Prevention and Control Research, and her dissertation research is a qualitative study focusing on the social networks and patient-provider relationships of South Asian breast cancer survivors, and she'll be speaking on South Asian community today. Thank you, Nita.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming. Today I'm going to speak to you about a study that's called The Health Characteristics of South Asians, a comparison of two sampling methodologies. Before I begin, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Inez Ponce, Dr. Beth Glenn, Dr. Catherine Crespi, Zul Sarani, who's in the audience, and Dr. Roshan Bastani. So just to give you some background on the South Asian population, they come from a number of different countries, including Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Burma, India, Bhutan, the Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. There's a number of definitions. This is just one of them. This is a linguistically and religiously diverse group. South Asian Americans are a growing population, but remain understudied. And largely they're perceived as having a pretty high socioeconomic status in this country, being well insured, having limited barriers to care, and being English speaking. However, there's a number of recent immigration policies over the years that have actually changed some of the demographic characteristics of this population, whereas before it was a more foreign-born kind of professionals that came into the country that were English-speaking and higher SES. More recent groups are there are lower proportions of them that are lower SES and not English-speaking. So in the United States, South Asians make up the third largest Asian ethnic group, making up about 2 million. There are more recent estimates. The 2006 American Community Survey shows that there's about 2.7 million South Asians in the country. So we are a rapidly growing population. About 21% of South Asians in the US live in California, and 90% of those are from India, according to the census. In Los Angeles, there are about 70,000 South Asians, and that makes them the sixth largest Asian ethnic group in that geographic area. So the purpose of the study that I'm presenting really was to compare estimates from two data sources on this group and to see if there were differences on demographic characteristics, access characteristics, and health status characteristics. So the two data sources are the 2005 California Health Interview Survey, which was conducted statewide. So all over California, it's a random digitized sample of 40,000 individuals, of which there are 400 South Asian adults. So that's the sample I'm looking at, the 400 South Asians in the CHIS. It's a population-based data set. It was conducted in many languages, English, Spanish, Vietnamese, Korean, Chinese, both Mandarin and Cantonese dialects, but not a South Asian language. Also, it assessed a number of characteristics for healthcare access and health status. The other data set is the South Asian Network Needs Assessment, or SANA, and this was a non-probability sample, which basically means it was not randomly selected. It is a purposive sample, which means that it was conducted with a purpose to try and get lower SES South Asians and to try and get a diverse group of South Asians, so they made additional effort to do outreach among Bangladeshis and Pakistanis rather than just Asian Indians. So it was conducted between September 2004 and March 2005 and used community-based participatory research as its guiding methodology. It was conducted in English and five South Asian languages, which were Bengali, Gujarati, Hindi, Punjabi, and Urdu. It also assessed a number of healthcare access and status characteristics. So I'm just going to give you a little extra information on the SANA survey because I get a lot of questions about the recruitment of this survey. So this really was a community-based and community-led effort. It was a partnership between the South Asian Network, which is a community-based organization delivering services to South Asians in Southern California, and the UCLA Division of Cancer Prevention and Control Research. The interviewers came from the community, and they went to community settings to do the recruitment. They went to a number of different sites, so places of worship, so temples, mosques, churches, South Asian businesses and taxi stands to try and get some of the taxi driver population, community and social events. They did some residential sampling, so areas that had high geographic concentrations of South Asians, as well as health fairs. And this data was collected in a number of different modes, whereas the CHIS was collected using the telephone as its mode. This was mainly in person. It was 69% in person, 18% telephone, and 13% was self-administered. So the analysis, the main things that I'm looking at, I'm doing kind of two sets of comparisons. So I looked at the full SANA sample, which basically means the sample interviewed in English and in the South Asian languages, and compared that to the CHIS. And then I looked at the sample that was interviewed in English. So that's 173 respondents. And I looked at that compared to the CHIS, basically to see if we account for language, how different does this population look from the sample captured in the CHIS. So I did some bivariate analyses comparing the demographic access and health status characteristics, and I did some logistic regressions for the multivariate analysis and predictive margins. So I'm just going to kind of go through these quickly because I'm going to summarize them later. So if you look at the leftmost column, that's the CHIS sample, which was the sample that was conducted in English. This is the SANA full sample, so conducted in English in multiple languages, and the SANA English sample. So if you look at one of the characteristics, I just highlighted a couple of points. So for example, age. The SANA sample tended to be older. So both the full sample and the English-speaking sample tended to be older than the CHIS in the bivariate analysis. They also tended to be lower income, and that was true for both the SANA full sample and the SANA English sample. They also tended to be less educated. So this is, you know, people who said they had no formal schooling or grade school level education. The full sample had, you know, 23% saying that. The English-speaking SANA sample had 11%, and the CHIS had 0% saying that. So that's kind of a striking finding. They also had a number of different healthcare access characteristics. So in terms of insurance, the CHIS had 91% that were insured. And comparatively, the full SANA sample had 70%, and the English-speaking sample had 84%. So you can see that the English-speaking sample looks closer to the CHIS, but there were still some things where there were differences in the bivariates. So for healthcare access, I'm calling this access, but really this is kind of use of preventive care. So these are some cancer screening outcomes. And if you look, you can see that the full SANA sample is statistically different than the CHIS, but the English SANA sample is not. So that some of those differences go away when you account for language in the bivariate. So in terms of health status, the SANA sample, both the full and the English speaking, were worse off. They tended to be more likely to say they had fair or poor health status. And they also had differences based on a number of other characteristics. So they're more likely to be daily smokers. They're more likely to have diabetes and report high blood pressure. And they also, and also high blood pressure. So I did a multivariate analysis where I controlled for a number of other characteristics. So I controlled for age, gender, English proficiency, years in the US, marital status, income, education, and health insurance. And these were predictive margins. So that's what these are. So when I did that on a number of different outcomes. And these are the two that remain different for both the SANA sample, the full one, and the English interview sample compared to the CHIS. So in terms of cholesterol testing, the SANA sample tended to test less and less frequently, and they were more likely to report that they were daily smokers, even after we controlled for other factors. So just to kind of quickly summarize, if you looked at the bivariates, the main characteristics that were different between the full sample and the CHIS were age, so they were older in the SANA sample. They were less educated, they were lower income, less English proficient. They were less likely to be insured and have a usual source of care, and also to use different types of preventive care. They were also more likely to report poor health status and more likely to be smokers and report diabetes. So once we account for language in the bivariate, the English SANA sample and the CHIS, you know, some of these differences were still there. So they're still older, still less educated, still lower income, less likely to be insured, and less likely to receive cholesterol testing, poorer health status, more likely to be daily smokers, more likely to have diabetes. But when we account for different factors, the main factors that remained were cholesterol testing and daily smoking. So the SANA sample tended to test less frequently and also to be more likely to be daily smokers, even after accounting for language and other factors. So there were a number of findings in which they were not different. So I looked at, you know, cancer screening and health status and diabetes and heart disease. I also did multivariate analyses of these outcomes. And when I looked and accounted for differences, the SANA sample did not look different than the CHIS sample. So what are the important findings from this? And some of these things may be related to limitations in the data. So some limitations could be that there are geographic differences. Because the CHIS was a statewide sample, the SANA sample was just conducted in Southern California, so there could be some differences between Bay Area South Asians and Southern California South Asians. And so some of the results may be picking up on that. I wasn't able to look at county-level data in the CHIS because that's confidential. So if I could have looked at, you know, LA County South Asians in the CHIS and LA County South Asians in the SANA, that would have been a more apples-to-apples comparison that we could really see if there were differences. Another thing that may be different, is likely to be different, are the ethnic compositions of the two samples. The CHIS is more likely to be, probably be Asian Indian, because the SANA sample made an extra effort to do oversampling of Bangladeshis and Pakistanis. And that's also important because there are higher proportions of Bangladeshis and Pakistanis who tend to be lower income, less educated, and less English speaking. So that could have also been part of some of the findings. But I do think there's a number of important conclusions that we can draw from this. One of the main ones is that I think to really understand what's going on with the characteristics of this population, you do need multiple methods to understand what to address the health disparities that they may be facing. So there are some benefits of population-based data, which is that they do capture a large sample, which is, as you know, very important, and the issue of disaggregating data on Asians is a central issue for us. And so the CHIS does a great job of capturing a big sample, and over years we can pool that data and potentially do additional research on that. But there may be groups that are being missed using population-based data methods, and those may be older, poor health status South Asians and lower SES South Asians. So maybe non-probability and community-based participatory research really fills that particular gap, and those methods should really be used to target some of the underserved aspects of this community. And also maybe collecting in-person interviews may be a way that should also get a lower SES group, because that was a big difference between the CHIS and the SANA sample, was the way, the mode. So maybe if you use a telephone, you're going to capture a certain group, and also, you know, the CHIS was done in English. So if we do, maybe the in-person component could be also in multiple languages. So there are other research findings I think that are important. There's another, there's additional research that needs to be done to really figure out how these methods best complement each other. And, you know, for example, neither survey really caught second-generation South Asians. So that's a whole group that's also not being captured. So, you know, that's another area where we really need to think about maybe what are other methods that we can do to capture that group to really get a complete profile of this population. And what, you know, what can we use from this data to drive program planning and service delivery efforts? For we could potentially take from this that daily smoking is an issue and use of certain types of preventive care should be focused on for program planning efforts. And further research should also try to collect information on more health behaviors, so maybe diet, physical activity, because I suspect there would be differences there as well, but I didn't have that information for both of the surveys, and that's something I would have liked. And future research should also make an effort to try and make geographically similar comparisons. So those are my main findings. Thank you.